Yes, hardly and all. It's Charlie from Family First Care.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I just saw that the patient got approved and has a waiver.
Yeah, but they tell me he hasn't, so that's why I ain't call you guys yet. So I just talked to people the other day, say there's still another process to do, the waiting. That's why I didn't call you guys yet, because still have to wait.
Why do you have to wait?
I can, they just told me I gotta wait another 45 days.
I do see in the system that you're approved in the Pennsylvania website where we can see everyone is approved. I do see that you're approved, so.
Okay, well, they ain't put no hours on there.
What is that?
They didn't put any hours on there.
So he doesn't have hours yet. So the next step will be two things. So first of all, will be I want to take your information and submit it to intake so they can call you and get you ready for to onboard to be the caregiver. Number one, and number two, you'll have to call in the insurance agency, which has the plan, which is Pennsylvania Health and Wellness. They will assign a service coordinator for you. For the patient, and the service coordinator will come down, assess how many hours the patient needs, and they will approve whatever hours it is. So I'll give you Pennsylvania Health and Wellness's number if you are approved. Richard is approved.
Hello?
Okay, it's 844.
844?
Yes, 626. 6813. So just call up the insurance company, Pennsylvania Health and Wellness. Tell them that Richard Benson got approved for the waiver, and you wanna schedule. You want to get the service coordinator information so you can schedule the assessment for the hours.
All right. See, I'm trying to figure out why did this. I don't understand why they tell me I still have to wait. I just spoke with them the other day. Well, okay, so I'm gonna call this number and tell them where we've been approved when you want somebody to come out and set the hours.
Yeah, you got approved yesterday or probably yesterday because I checked on Friday. You were not approved. Yesterday I didn't check, but today I checked and I saw it. So between Friday and now you got approved.
Yeah,
They
because
told
I
you to wait
called.
45. They told you to wait 45 days because they have like their time frame. Like once you send in your information, it might take 45 up to 45 days, but it can be much earlier. And I do
Yeah,
see
because
you for sure.
I called him and talked to him yesterday, and I'm okay. All right.
You are approved. The patient is approved, and just call them up. Tell them you want to schedule the service coordinator. You want to get the service coordinator info to schedule the assessment. Just one quick thing. I'll send you our company information. Just make sure when you speak to the service coordinator to give our agency information that you want to come with us.
I have information.
I'll send you also other information like the address and the text ID. Just make sure that the service coordinator gets it because they'll ask you who your organization is. Just make sure you give them this information, okay?
Okay, you can send it again. I have it. You know I worked for you already, right? You do know that, right?
I don't know that, no.
You don't know that?
Nope.
My
So
name out here,
somehow,
system.
I'm new to the company, so I'm not sure. I mean.
Is this a new, because I'm, are you the owner of this company? You're the new owner of the company?
I'm new to this company, but this company is an old company, Family First.
I know the company old because I was there before it changed hands. I've been around that long. It got changed hands years ago. So that's what I'm saying. Are you a new owner of the company? Because I'd rather know who the owner is of the company.
No, so it's that company. It's Family First. Family First, the company that we
No.
are before.
Okay, well, all right, so you're not answering my question. I knew the personal person who owned the company. I know Family First is the company. I'd just like to know, are you the new owner of this company?
I'm not the owner, I'm just an employee.
Okay. Then What's your name again?
My name is Naftali.
Naftali. Okay. Okay.
Okay, so let me take your information to submit your information for intake. So let's fill out that form. Just 1 second. Pull it up.
I'm already in the system. My name should be in the system.
Right. But like for each one, they have to go over again, like make sure that, you know, your whatever, all the requirements with the tests and everything.
If I just was in the system, why did I take? I'm confused. You must have, like I told you, I'm in the system for the last 6 years.
I understand. I'm just submitting it. They should know that they should make sure that everything is up to date, so they can, you know, make sure that everything is ready to start. So if you're in the system, then that's 100%. I mean, wouldn't be much work.
All right, you got my email and stuff. Just send me the documents. Send me whatever you're about to send me.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye bye.